Betrayal. The story of Jesus' passion is a perfect storm of betrayal. There is the betrayal of justice by religious officials who conduct a sham trial in the middle of the night. There is the betrayal of courage by Pontius Pilate, as he knowingly sends an innocent man to his death. There is the betrayal by Judas, Jesus' disciple, who trades his integrity for pay. Peter betrays by denying he even knows Jesus. The others betray Jesus simply by running away. But Jesus remains faithful to this ultimate moment, one he prayed not to have to endure. Even so, Jesus is fixed on what he knows to be the mission that God has set before him. So Jesus willingly submits to meaningless questioning. Jesus submits to the stripping and the beatings. Jesus submits to taunts while he is hanging on the cross. Jesus bears all this for the sake of love. Love even for the misguided, for the brutal, for the cowardly. Love even for those who condemn him. Jesus places ultimate trust in God and in God's love alone, and so Jesus shines God's love through his very being. That means love for us, you and me. Jesus is too near death to finish Psalm 22. Jesus can only say its opening line, my God, why have you forsaken me? But Jesus knows and trusts the conclusion of that psalm. My soul shall live for him. My descendants shall serve him. They shall come and make known to a people yet unborn the saving deeds that he has done. Some of us know what it feels like to be betrayed. It's a surprise, a shock. We suddenly learn that someone we knew and trusted and even have loved has changed his or her behavior in a strange, unexpected way. We're disoriented, puzzled. We wonder what to do next. Who is it that betrayed us? A coworker? A friend? A spouse? Suddenly our world shifts and we realize that we have to recalibrate our own behavior and attitudes. Sometimes reconciliation is possible, sometimes not. This is an experience that can leave permanent emotional scars. Some people know what it is to betray someone else, someone who trusted them, who assumed their goodwill. I never meant to hurt you. It's a common kind of excuse. But that only papers over the anguish they have caused someone they claimed to care for. If these betrayers are serious about restoring the relationship, their behavior has to change radically. They must work to understand what prompted them to move in a direction they may not, in their heart of hearts, ever really wanted. they may need to make concrete amends. They must learn to follow deeper instincts of truthfulness, as do we all. But amazingly, almost unbelievably, to both the betrayed and the betrayer and everyone else, Jesus invites us to himself. There is plenty of room for all of us to stand at the foot of the cross. Those who are hurting, for whatever reason, will find healing and hope. God gives them strength to forge a new way and a new life. For those who may need special forgiveness, they too will find it at the foot of the cross. They may have work to do, but they will be forgiven, along with the rest of us sinners. And those who are content will find blessing in their happiness. They will be inspired to pass along their joy to others. This day, let us take some time to stand at the foot of the cross. The suffering of Jesus will not be all we see. We will see and feel forgiveness and acceptance and challenge to begin, like Jesus, new life. As we stand here, looking up at Jesus on the cross, we see the face of God. God who calls us sinners with amazing love. God who calls the betrayed and the betrayers and all of us. God who calls all of us God's own beloved children. Let us stand for a healing moment at the foot of the cross. Look up and see the face of Jesus, the face of God, the face of love.